This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Well, it's a chastening night. We've not lost many football matches, and when you lose so heavily at home, especially, but you know, when you lose heavily with England, that's going to be very, very painful. So, difficult night for the players. I feel for them because, in the end, the two Hungary games in particular, I picked teams where I tried to balance the squad, give young players opportunities, and I didn't get the balance right to help them to be able to perform at the level that they needed to win those matches. So you could see once they'd gone behind, the confidence started to go a little bit. And we made changes at halftime, or I made changes at halftime to try to chase a little bit. I thought we were more of an attacking threat, but we were a little bit more open. And in the end, towards the end of the game, you get caught by the counter-attacks, then you're down to 10. So the players have been fantastic. They've been totally committed throughout this period. It's been a really difficult period for them because of the volume of matches they've had. The responsibility lies with me on that. But there was also a fact that it was very difficult to put the strongest team out in every game. So we used it to prepare for Qatar. Some of those players are going to be beyond Qatar as well. But of course, a night like tonight is really difficult. And it's important that I take that off of their shoulders because that's totally down to me.
The stats are horrible. England's heaviest defeat since nobody saw it coming. I think that's the key to it. How damaging can that be for England's momentum and their confidence, the players' confidence?
Well, look, I've sat here lots of times and we've broken a huge number of records. So we're on the other side of it tonight. That's, of course, really painful. I don't actually think it is damaging for the mentality of the group because they haven't been at full strength for the matches that they've lost. And that's a key factor, you know. We know that we've got depth, we've got some exciting players coming through, but we need to be at full strength to be able to win matches. And I think some of the other teams across Europe have experienced that as well. Now, you know, tonight is a night where that balance wasn't right. I actually think we started the game pretty well. We conceded a poor goal. You could see then an anxiety with the ball at times, and as the second half wore on, you know, disjointed because of the fact we were pushing for the game and we ended up with too many attacking players on the pitch. But you know, I'm really clear on why those things happened, and I'm really clear on what works for us as a group and what doesn't work for us as a group. Tonight's a difficult night. You know, my predecessors have had nights like this, and I've watched from the sofa as a kid, and I've watched as a player, and I recognise those difficult times. But you can't just, you know, be at the front when things are going well, and then not stand up when you've got difficult experiences. That's part of football. That's part of life.
Last one from me, Gareth. I mean, look, you've had a really close relationship, you personally, with the supporters. They sing your name in the streets, in the town squares all over Europe and the world. Tonight, those same England fans were singing directly to you. You don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How much does that hurt you? And does it damage that relationship going forward?
Well, it's not pleasant, you know. The irony is that the pressure we've had and the reputational comments have come in the Two Nations League campaigns. And in neither campaign have we been anywhere near able to pick our strongest teams for the games. The matches where every other England managers have been judged, we've had the best performances for 50 years. So there is a balance in my head, I'm really clear, but I totally understand the response tonight. I totally understand there's been this narrative all week, and I didn't think that was correct after the Germany game. But tonight, you know, I can't dress up what's happened tonight in any way, shape or form. But if we're judged on the matches with our full strength players, then I think it's a different assessment. So I've got to accept for, you know, the next period is going to be unpleasant and uncomfortable, but That's life as a football manager. You're never going to have 6 years like we've had and not have difficult nights.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Gareth. You said about it's key for England to have a full-strength team. So is it a worry for you, or is it a concern about what's underneath that if you don't have those players available?
No, I think we've seen some players come into the team who can support what's in the team, and I think every big team across Europe has struggled with the changes. You know, France have struggled in particular. So it's the reality of trying to progress a team all the time. You know, we're on the one hand, you're going to be criticised for sticking loyally with players that have done well, but then you've got to try to give opportunities for others so that they can start to get experience, so that at some point they can come and you start to evolve the group. And that's what we've tried to do. We've done that over the 4 or 5 years. The last Nations League was difficult, but out of that came the likes of Calvin Phillips for his first games, and Bukayo established himself in those games. And this group will be the same, whether they're ready for Qatar or it's for beyond there. They're going to be important players for England. To give Jude the 3 matches he's had, to give Gerhi and Tomori the experience they've had, Ramsdale. Now, you don't want it to be a bad experience like they've had tonight, but that's also character building, and they've got to understand that actually playing for England isn't just a bed of roses with great results and happy feeling, and there is another side, and you'd rather shield them from that. But that's also not the realities of football.
Thanks, James. Hi, Gareth. Given the factors you mentioned during this period, are you still as confident going into the World Cup then of success as you might have been before these past couple of weeks?
Well, of course, after a result like tonight, whatever our answer to that question is going to be open to ridicule. So I've got to get the balance right that what we're very clear on is what works for us, what gets results for us, what has got results for us. I didn't get that balance right in these games, but I think there are mitigating circumstances for that. So we've always said we are one of a group of teams that can be pushing in the winter. I don't believe that's any different. I think other big teams have had difficult periods in this competition. It's been a really unique set of circumstances for every country to deal with. Of course, we're only looking at the focus on ours, but I'm looking at the balance across all of Europe, and there's lots of other countries in a similar situation. So I've got to take the lessons learned from all of the games we've played, some good, some not so good, and apply those for giving us the best chance of success in the winter. Look, I know the role. I knew the role before I took it. I would say it's happened over the period of 10 days, not 11 months. But as I said earlier, I saw all my predecessors go through that. And I know great people like Sir Bobby Robson, what he had to go through and how he was viewed in the end on getting the team to a World Cup semi-final. So football's emotional. People pay to come and watch. They're going to give an opinion. The team weren't able to deliver tonight. My responsibility. And so if the flak comes my way, then I have to deal with that. That's, you're not going to be in the England manager. It's not realistic to have had the ride I've had for 5 years and not have bad nights, difficult nights, criticism. That's part and parcel of the job. Well, look, I think we've got some very good young players, but they need the experienced players around them. And that was the balance that when the game started to go against them tonight, I didn't put enough leadership around them to allow that to happen. Now, most of the times when we've picked those teams, we've done that. Tonight was a bit different because I couldn't put Rice out there again. I couldn't put Maguire out there again. I mean, I could, but in the end, if we end up with a serious injury that causes us a problem in the winter, then I'd be absolutely kicking myself. So I knew coming into this series of games that we could have some difficult performances. I didn't expect something like tonight, without a doubt. But tonight was because of the balance of the team, especially when I pushed at half time. If we'd started well, I think you'd have seen those young players continue as they started, because they started vibrantly and they started with energy. But then when you're in a more difficult situation, you need experience around you to navigate those sorts of games. And that was the balance that we didn't have tonight.
Okay, guys, we'll call it there. Thank
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code CHAMPION and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter code CHAMPION and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.